Jesse Allen catching up now with Ryan Moe of Stone X. Ryan, as we take a look at the grain and oilseed trade, as we've worked through our morning, we've seen us move a bit to the upside here in soybeans along with the wheat complex. Looking for maybe some news as to what is moving us to the upside. What are you seeing in the grains and oilseeds here so far on this Monday?
Well, the trade opened up with kind of a disappointing ho-hum trade on Sunday night. Then as we've chopped through the morning here, we've seen beans be the leader. And does it have something to do with a meal export announcement or a big sale on meal? I guess I'm not sure. I don't quite know that. But if you look at about 9 o'clock, things really started turning friendly for the soy part of the equation. And that's been our leader through the morning here.
Well, and it feels like you mentioned maybe something out there in the trade, but it seems like soy and bean meal has kind of pulled everything else higher. Wheat, rising despite the U.S. dollar nearing new highs, so that one's a little bit of a head scratcher. But then corn just kind of quiet, kind of just holding firm along with the moves to the upside in the rest of the grains, it appears, Ryan.
Yeah, corn has a lot to digest out there with the Pro Farmer Crop Tour taking place right now. One leg of the tour in the West right now that is in Nebraska and parts of South Dakota, and they're seeing some very disappointing yield potential. But that's not to be unexpected here because of the lack of rainfall that that part of the country has had. My concern is that the tour doesn't go far enough west and far enough south or north to get to where some of the really bad crops are. And so I think we need to digest what the western leg of that corn belt truly means to overall yield potential. Then we got to see what happens in the Big I state. That's where the real potential for this crop is. And we just don't know because we're not far enough in the week yet to see what Pro Farmer is going to show us.
Well, Ryan, as well, outside markets, I mentioned the dollar moving higher while we see the stock market under some pressure and energy's under some light pressure. Any thoughts on the outside market trade here today?
I think the dollar is probably a function of some of the energy crisis that Europe is going to be facing here this fall and into the winter. There's some very, very scary things happening as far as Russian supplies of natural gas and other fuels into Europe here over the weekend, over the winter. And I think the U.S. dollar is probably gathering strength from that because the U.S. dollar index is made up so much of the euro relationship to the U.S. dollar. And if the euro is going to have a difficult time economically because of an energy shortage, there's going to be some reckoning that needs to be done with that. That's probably why the dollar is higher today.
And that's Comments with Ryan Moe of Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk to John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing. We'll also catch up with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien. That and more coming up here on this afternoon's Market Talk. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, August 22nd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.